Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Sideline reporter for Bears Radio, WBBM.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Oh, this feels good. Justin Fields throwing footballs, players in attendance, people speaking. Mark Grody reporting on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, Grody Bears.
Parko and Spiegel, it was a beautiful day out here at Halas Hall, about a two-hour practice and a voluntary day out here, jacket weather, just absolutely perfect, and I got a lot to get to, so I will get right to it. And since I heard Matt Eberflus, as you guys promoted my appearance, talking about the schedule, which of course is Danny Parkins's, you know, once a year glory.
Thank you.
Breaking the schedule to the world and then forcing himself on every single show.
Yep.
On the radio. Oh, there's Danny again. Danny must have called another producer to ask if he could come on the show.
Yeah, he was on the morning mess on B96 talking Bears schedule.
We recorded. Still available, by the way, for podcasts.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Let me know. DMs are open.
But Matt Eberflus, as you heard that little blurb, let's hear the entire comment from Matt Eberflus, who was, he was asked to go, hey, man, what do you think about the schedule? Here's the flu.
Doesn't matter. It does not matter. I could care less.
It doesn't matter. Your bye's in December. That's the latest you could possibly have.
It doesn't matter. It is what it is, and we got to play the schedule. So, but you look at it as a football coach, what you do is you look at it and you say, okay, you know, there's certain breaks in the schedule when you have a bye week that late. Well, when can you get the guys a break? You know, and the scheduling of it's very important because you want to get your guys fresh into the game. So you're certainly looking at that. We're putting that together as we speak, you know, the training camp schedule and what we're going to operate during the season. So, but in terms of your question, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You got to play the schedule.
Yeah. Got it.
Love it.
I mean, yeah, I disagree with every word he said, but yeah, I get it. It's the biggest deal in the history of deals. No, I'm
that
just
is
kidding.
Correct.
Yeah, of course. I mean, what he's saying is, of course, true. And he's going to land on what we talked about, even if he's not really ready to announce it publicly. He's going to give them a mini bye after the Washington game. Like, that's what's going to happen. After the Thursday night game,
you know what?
He's going to give them, I bet you, off until like the following Wednesday. He'll give them like 4 days off.
We're going to give you a mini bye, too, here on the Parkins and Spiegel show.
No, I know. I'm taking an in-season football vacation.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's happening. Big
Whoa.
News for nobody other than me and my wife. But yeah, I'm going to take some time off around then as well. But what else we got, Grody?
All right, let's keep on with it, Matt Eberflus. I should tell you guys, we had our first, we don't call them fights anymore in practice. We call them skirmishes. There was a skirmish today in Bears practice, and it was very difficult for us to see because they practice on the far field and they keep the media well away from where they were actually practicing today as a team. And we see everybody piling up at around, and it appeared that it was defensive lineman LaKale London who was in the middle of this, who wears number 96, which happened to be Akeem Hicks's jersey, so I thought it was pretty fitting. But the question I asked Matt Eberflus in regards to the fight was, what is your policy on this? Is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? What did you think about the fight we saw out there, Matt?
The bottom line is this, is that you have to work together to practice. This is Bears on Bears, and we're not going to tolerate that here at the Bears. So that's a simple message. I have no problem delivering that message to anybody. So it's they understand that. And because it's what happens is during the course of football, okay, there are things that happen, right, against your opponent. You're playing whatever, opponent A, B, or C, doesn't matter. You have to have emotional control, okay, during the course of the game. It's got to be a boxer's mentality because you can't go you let your anger get to you because why? Then you'll foul, right? You'll make a stupid thing after the play, and now it's hurting our football team and hurting our chances to win. So that, to me, is what we have to learn, right, all of us, right, during the course of training camp. Okay, and then even back in this part of this, so it was a very small. It was a couple shoves, and that was it. And it was no big deal. But again, I said the message after the practice, say, hey, we got to make sure. You know, that was real small, but that can escalate into something during a game where it's going to cause a penalty. We don't want that.
I like that. I like that it's not like, oh, no, I love to see our guys playing on the edge, playing to the echo of the whistle. No, you have to be emotionally controlled, or you could end up really hurting the team.
You think we'll ever find a new use for Bears on Bears?
I've tried.
That's exactly.
I tried to click that tab on Pornhub a couple of times.
Yeah.
It's just I don't recommend it.
Nuts on Clark.
I do not
recommend
it.
Girl on girl. Bears on Bears. Yeah. All sorts of things.
Is Clark Bears okay with that?
On Bears.
I'm not sure.
I would ask.
Yeah, it's always better to ask.
Well, I'm glad you noticed that, the Bears on Bears. I thought that was interesting myself. I also thought that this was, because, you know, you knew eventually there'd be some sort of skirmish, whether it was now or in training camp.
Yeah, but there'll be another. It took a day.
There'll be another, but, you know, we learn every coach's philosophy, so it was like we're still learning Matt Eberflus, and I thought that was a good, thorough answer, so we get a little insight philosophically on what Matt Eberflus is all about. So I think we learned a couple things right there, gentlemen.
Dig it. Did Matt get a chance to watch the number two pick, the highest pick they made, Kyler Gordon, the cornerback with the long arms?
Take a listen to Eberflus on this, because this might be the biggest endorsement he's given to a player. Yeah, take a listen to what he says about Kyler Gordon.
Kyler's been lightening up the last 2 days. I'll just tell you that. The guy's got tremendous ball skills. He's been playing the defense the right way. Just his athletic ability. I mean, you know, you see guys being able to bend and contort and have body control like I talked about on the onset. Man, you know, it's been really good.
Like it.
Okay.
Need it.
Yeah.
He better be.
Yeah. And the thing about that is, I will add to this, that he was actually, Matt Eberflus was actually asked about Jalen Johnson in that question, and then he responded by giving us some semi-unprompted about Kyler Gordon. And the Jalen Johnson angle was, you know, you got Jalen Johnson heading into his third year. How is he going to mix in with these guys, with Jaquan Brisker and Kyler Gordon? And basically, you know, he talked a little bit about Jalen Johnson, but then went into that big, huge thumbs up for Kyler Gordon, and he was very complimentary of Jaquan Brisker as well.
These guys are going to pay the price for not being wide receivers in Danny Parkins' mind all season long.
How dare they not be
wide receivers? I like the Kyler Gordon pick. I said so at the time, but
he better be good.
He better be.
He's the top pick. He's the first pick of the Ryan Poles administration. Rookie corners. It's tough, man. The NFL, he's crazy athletic. Seems to have the right mindset. No, I'm on board. But of course, if the corner is good in practice, that means that maybe he intercepted your quarterback. That could be bear on bear crime.
You know, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, so, crime. So. Crime is fine. It's the bear-on-bear other stuff.
It's bear-on-bear action.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, when the defensive player is good, it could be an offensive player is bad, something to monitor.
That's bears-on-bears.
And contorting. We got a contorting, too. So bears-on-bears and contorting. We're connecting dots here as we – how about we talk about Justin Fields? How about we do that?
I thought you'd never ask.
Yeah, this is Justin Fields to the rescue. And Lucas Patrick, of course. Oh, man. Is that, you going bear on bear? What are you doing here, buddy?
I'm excited to talk Justin Fields, man.
Jesus. Lucas Patrick
is
the
baseball,
Bears.
Okay? I need some football in my life, okay?
That's why I made this Bears hit extra long here today.
We're backing you up with Hubarkish. Like, this is like,
I know.
I love this hour.
Oh, here's what you got to do, by the way. If you remember, ask Hub about his shoes today. They are sick. That's all I'm going to say. Ask Hub about his wheels. No, Lucas Patrick is the Bears center, and he was asked about Justin Fields, and it almost sounds like Lucas Patrick is, he's talking about Justin Fields the way Danny Parkins might talk about him. Take a listen.
Fast. Yeah, he can get moving pretty quick. He's a fun guy. He's young, so he likes to have the juice and the energy, and he's got a live arm. I mean, there were a few throws he made today where that ball just, it's like it keeps getting faster in the air. And he's soaking everything up, whether it's coaches, me, or, stuff he's telling me. I mean, it's really good. I mean, he's couldn't have a better start to a working relationship.
It sounds like is he almost beyond your expectations of what you thought out of him in terms of his arm and the things you were just
saying? I mean, I have pretty high expectations. You don't get drafted as high as he does, in the National Football League just for, kind of having a wet noodle or, slow feet. Like, he's really talented. I thought he was going to be really good, and he's exceeding my expectations.
Look at that. Mark Grody leading the witness, one would argue.
a little bit. I got a wet noodle out of him. Let's be honest.
Yeah, you did. It's the last thing you want, especially when it's Bears on Bears.
It should be clear. I got the bear on bear. I got the wet noodle. The contorting. I mean, come on. The words. It's all, these things are all about
words.
So
you just, all the questions that you asked made its way into this Bears report?
That's well done.
I tried. What I learned at Illinois State as a Hall of Famer was always be part of the story. Always be part of the story.
There you go. That's journalism 101 right there. Yeah.
That's what we were taught. Inject yourself into the story.
So
exactly.
Here's the thing. Here's the unspoken thing underneath that is that Lucas Patrick has been playing with Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So when Lucas Patrick is talking about his quarterback exceeding his expectations, he's got a pretty good frame of reference that he's played football with.
I'm old enough to remember when Jimmy Graham talked about Mitch Trubisky after playing with Drew Brees and Russell Wilson, though.
Mm.
So
yeah, you are old.
Yeah.
Bears on Bears.
Our mutual friend, Mark Carmen, asked him about, that is, Lucas Patrick said, hey, is there some similarities between Justin Fields and Aaron Rodgers? And basically, Lucas Patrick just said, no, you can't really ask that question at this point. It's apples and oranges at this point.
That's
so
fair.
There's no real takeaway.
I forgot that Mark Carmen's going to be a little bit of a part of the Bears beat this year with how they're transitioning that podcast over there. That makes me happy. That's just what Bears needs. They need a little Carmen.
Oh, no. They do, because Lucas Patrick was like, come on. You can't compare Aaron Rodgers. Carmen's just trying to, I just thought I'd ask a question. He's a good Lucas Patrick.
In his defense, apples and oranges are both fruit.
Right. That's true.
And you guys are the fruit show. And Aaron Rodgers, both quarterbacks.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it makes sense.
The other guy that Lucas Patrick knows, though, from his Green Bay days is Luke Getsy. So I want insight on Lucas Patrick about Luke Getsy.
Yes, and to be fair, this was not my question, but I'm still going to play it for this Bears report. Yeah, I thought it was a really good answer. I don't know who asked it, but anyway.
Don't
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. Doesn't matter.
We don't credit
him. It's not you.
Yeah.
We don't credit him.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Lucas Patrick on, indeed, Luke Getsy, the Bears offensive coordinator.
Unshakable.
Beyond that tells you that
I think that's a pretty good one-word answer on that one.
I'll follow up with that a little bit, though. Have you seen stuff from Getsy that has shown you that he's ready for this job, for this opportunity, and to guide this offense?
Every time I've seen him work with players, I've seen them progress. In the wide receiver room he started with in Green Bay, I mean, a bunch of studs that he made better went into that QB room, and I'm pretty sure that guy won an MVP. Now he's coming to be our OC. I mean, everything he does is, Andy's like a really good person, and it's really easy to go and run through a brick wall for a coach that you believe in.
It's pretty cool. That's some personal experience, and Getsy wide receiver coach, quarterback coach, now offensive coordinator. All right. I like it.
Yeah, nothing not to like there.
Important guy.
Yeah, he is.
And he's kind of like Matt Eberflus. Like all these guys, we're still like putting together clues on what they're all about. What we have some ideas of what his offense is going to look like, but we don't know for sure. So just to hear things, to get endorsed, even if it's just an endorsement like that, these are all kind of things that we need to build a pre-season resume on some of these coaches. Last thing is Jalen Johnson joined the group of Bears players that were speaking to us today.
Bears on Bears.
This Jalen Johnson cut is pretty interesting because it took us a while to get to where we wanted to go with Jalen Johnson, and it pertains to last season and the lack of success in the secondary. Take a listen to Jalen Johnson.
Had a good season individually, but what was it like to go through a season where the secondary as a whole struggled and the pass defense was not very good?
What made our pass defense not very good?
All the numbers say that it wasn't very good.
What did we finish as a team in passing defense?
In 31st.
Which one?
Yeah. Just total passing defense?
Passer rating, you can look at completion percentage, you can look at touchdowns, you can look at a lot.
So I'm really like asking what was the numbers.
I have to pull it up for you. I know it's all around that area. Most of those categories, it was in the bottom five. Do you feel like the pass defense was good last season?
Oh, I just didn't know the numbers. I mean, it's easy to say we weren't good, but I wanted to know numbers.
The post you passed was 1-3-3. That was the worst.
And you, what was your question?
What was the experience like going through that when you were having a very good individual season, but the group as a whole was struggling throughout?
I felt like I was struggling too. I mean, I think they were all in it together. We just got to be on one page. I feel like with things, I feel like a lot of things were more mental.
Ooh, was there more? Where else did he go? Because maybe he was just starting to like give you some realness. Very defensive there. Uh-huh. Then he says what? I feel like some things were more mental. Got to be on the same page.
Yeah. He didn't. There wasn't much beyond that. I mean, he came back to the mental thing. You know, he didn't really get into like physical issues. But he said, I think pretty much took care of, in summary, what he was trying to say, that there were mental issues, mental breakdowns on the field last year. He was very complimentary early on of Kyler Gordon and Jaquan Brisker. He thinks those guys are players and enjoys working with them so far.
Hmm. That is interesting. The defensiveness is something. And then the attribution of mental errors. We know that they made the same mistake. Remember George McCaskey pointing it out week one and week 17 with
That's
the same
right.
kind of mistakes in the secondary. And the defensiveness, that's really interesting to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's an insight into his personality because we don't hear from him a lot that he's going to challenge the media. And I'm always on board with pushing back. Like, hey, if you get a question, a negative question, you want it to be backed up with facts,
sure.
right? That's there. But the Leisure's eventual follow-up was the correct one. Wait, do you think the pass defense was good?
right.
Do I need to quote that you were 27th in this and 31st in that, or can we all just agree that we watched last season and the pass defense was bad? Like, that was defensiveness without much merit behind it.
Jalen
Johnson
agree.
Didn't really have a lot to stand on. He was just kind of puffing up his chest for the media there.
I'd agree, and I think sometimes when a player hears reporters be that direct, which is good to be, we should all be that direct. When you hear and they hear the word bad, you guys were bad last year, they don't take well to that.
Yeah, they get defensive.
Yeah, exactly.
But they were. It's a good job. Like it's a good question. It is confrontational. It won't. By him or sources or whatever, but that is what they were. It is a direct question.
The ego of these guys is large, and it has to be, you know. And sometimes, specifically for cornerbacks,
oh yeah,
wide receivers, right
on the island,
absolutely. So those guys. So it's interesting to me, and it's also a moment where you're Jalen Johnson. You've been the young prized cornerback, and now here comes Kyler Gordon, and everybody's raving about him, talking about how he can play in the slot and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to see how those egos work together and thrive. Hopefully,
yeah, I think he's going to be okay. I mean, he was asked sort of about that, Spiegs, like the concept of, hey, what do you think about them drafting at your position at cornerback, and obviously safety is not his position with Jaquan Brisker, but but he said he liked it. He said he loves it. He loves seeing more talent at that position. And, yeah, Jalen Johnson's job is safe. There's not going to be competition with Jalen Johnson, and we all suspect, and obviously the way Eberflus was raving about Kyle Gordon, that Kyle Gordon's going to have every chance to be the starting cornerback opposite of Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, that I got to have a lot of them. They still need more.
Oh, yeah. No, as a matter of fact, Thomas Graham just walked through the hallway that I'm doing this this hit in. So Thomas Graham, maybe he's a bigger part of it as he was at the end of last season when he got to play in a couple of games, one good game, now one not-so-good game. Boy. But we'll see if he's a part of the mix.
I just don't know how much they can learn about some of these guys without actual games. They're going to be using so much of the season to be learning about these guys and seeing what they actually think when they get real game film on tape under their coaching, like knowing what these guys are supposed to be doing, whether they're doing it or not.
Yeah, it's a transitional year. It's an evaluation year. And, you know, someone earlier was like, I don't know if I can listen with you guys saying that the Lions might have more wins than the Bears. Like, it's a salary cap sport. The Bears have, I believe, the second most dead cap money of any team in the NFL.
Which Mike Tannier didn't point out enough for me.
Right, but like the money is not going into the roster of guys who are going to be playing this year. They don't have a lot of talent. So
well,
it's just a reality. Go ahead, Greg.
Symbolic of that, Dan, I mean, just like everybody they've signed so far falls under that same umbrella, like the signing of Sean Coleman today, the offensive tackle, and, you know, the cutting of punter Ryan Winslow. There is no dynamic moves that have been made. The only one that came close to being a possibility in that regard was Larry Ogunjobi, and we know what happened with that. So, that you know, they're not really lying to anybody. It's rank-and-file players that have been added to this roster for the most part.
Quickly, any nuggets?
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew Janoco, I don't know if you guys know this, but he played for Dave Wanstead at Pitt, and he says he texts with Wani all the time, and he says he loves the Dave Wanstead impersonations that are cycled through. So that's a guy that I'm going to have to try to get on your show. Because,
yes.
Or what am I talking about? Wani can get him on the show. I don't need to do it. But
like
Janoco,
it if you did.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys need me to try to do it, I sure can.
That'd be great.
Mango?
Yeah, so anyway, yeah. it doesn't look like there's going to be any joint practices in the preseason like we had told there could possibly be. There were three players who were not in practice today because, again, it is voluntary, but just worth noting, Robert Quinn, Kadeem Muhammad, and Mario Edwards were not here. And Bears running backs coach, we got to talk to some of the assistants today. He comped David Montgomery to Jonathan Taylor of the Indianapolis Colts, what? Minus the 40-yard dash. He is having David Montgomery watch Jonathan Taylor tape to try to take him to the next level.
That's very interesting. Any of them comment on Tariq Cohen?
Nothing that I heard. No, okay. I did not hear any Tariq Cohen. It could have been. There's like a little breakout session where we all get to kind of take our turns with the assistant coaches. I had no conversations about Tariq Cohen today.
Okay, yeah, just obviously a sad piece of news, and so many of those guys know him. But great stuff, Grody.
Yep.
And I know it's weird. Like, you guys don't get to see a lot more of this going forward, but whenever you get to see stuff and talk to people, we'll obviously be having you on.
Absolutely. Should I send Hub in? He's in the waiting room right now. You want me to send him in?
Yeah, if you could tag him back in.
Yeah.
That would be great.
He's been sitting in a little room reading a magazine for the last 25 minutes, just waiting to come on. So
can't wait. Yeah.
Bears on Bears.
That's what we're doing. These two segments are these. Like, we got Grody and Hub. It's Bears on Bears action.
Thank you, Mark.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.